This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Well, good evening. And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And none of this stuff is going to work today for some stupid reason. You know what? This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory. I have their PDW C11, and the quality of this gun is extreme. This is extreme quality. And it comes with the binary trigger, which so far nobody's messing with that so far. So, and they have already got things in place to make sure that stays that way, I do believe. So check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, it's been a while since we spoke to him, and I won't get to speak to him in Vegas because he's not going to go. But let's talk to author, musician, Corvette enthusiast, Dan Was. Good evening, sir.
If I go to Vegas, I'll lose too much money.
Okay. Well, I mean, I walk through the casinos to get out of the building. I walk through the casinos to get to the restaurants, and that's about as far as I get into on the casinos.
Oh, you're going to have a blast. You're going to have a blast. So how's it going over there? You know, I love talking to you because you're unapologetic. You don't care who you offend, and you know what you're talking about.
Well, it's going okay. I'm a little put out with a few things that are going on out there right now, but all that being said, the fight goes on. It will never be over. It's just like that Billy Joel song, "We Didn't Start the Fire."
Yeah, I think you're right. It will never be over, and we have to help the people that we can, because there's some who are just blinded by the propaganda, and they don't know any better. So they follow along with all the anti-gun nonsense.
Right.
And they let the propaganda scare the hell out of them, and they let it happen because they don't know. They don't critically think this stuff through like we do. And so there's some that if we can kind of guide them and help them, like children almost, and mold them and help them see that guns aren't these scary things that the media wants them to believe they are, and gun owners aren't these reckless, Wild West crazy people that the media is trying to make them believe that we are. So there's some people we can help, and some we must defeat.
Yeah. And the problem is this, and I don't want there to be anything happen like this, but I'm almost certain that a bunch of these people, do you remember Hurricane Sandy or Superstorm Sandy?
Yes.
Do you remember when in those neighborhoods in New Jersey where the few gun owners would be in these neighborhoods where at the entrance of the communities or the subdivisions, they would put up signs saying, "We have armed people living in this neighborhood, don't come in here and loot"?
Right. Well, they did the same thing in during Katrina too, if I remember right.
Right. So I'm almost certain that those people in those areas understand the need or the necessity of being armed, just in case, right? It's always about just in case. I think a lot of people don't get put in that situation. I think that's part of the problem. What do you think on that one?
You know what? You're absolutely right. They don't get put in that situation. Most people live in a bubble of safety, and they don't think that they'll ever need to. You're right about that. Everybody understands the need to defend yourself. They understand the importance of firearms. But here, and you're right. You nailed it, because this is one of the things that I talk about that people don't really quite understand, is that if you're never put in a situation, and you consistently live in this bubble of safety, 50 or whatever, you don't realize just how vulnerable you can be. So unfortunately, some people have to be a victim in an attack, or they have to have some kind of situation happen to them in their life for them to really say, hey, wait a minute, this is crazy. I'm going to have a gun on me to defend myself. But most often, I don't know if it's unfortunate or if it's fortunate, but most often people never experience that. And a lot of people say, well, I've never been attacked. I've never been in a problem, so I don't need a gun. Nobody needs a gun. And the truth is, you may go your entire life without ever being attacked. And those people will say at the end of their life, see, I told you so. Nobody right. needs guns. You know, but you also wear your seatbelt when you get in the car. And most people will go their entire life without ever being in a bad car accident.
Carry a spare tire. Have a first aid kit.
Exactly, right.
Have, I think the only insurance and the only people that have smartphones actually have to put their contingency plans into place with their insurance on the smartphones, because those seem to get broke a lot, but most other things don't.
Well, my dad always told me to use protection, so
right.
I have protection in my belt.
Right, gotcha. Understand. So, for when you're talking about reaching out to the do you think these people that don't know about guns, that this is just the tip of the iceberg, that they're just completely apolitical and they only vote when a president's running and that kind of thing?
Well, that's a good question. I never really thought about that, but I suppose that's possible. What I think is the people who are against gun ownership are people who have been fully indoctrinated into that kind of, I hate to keep saying it, but that left-wing ideology. You know, there's a right. mindset over there. And it's not only the gun issue. It's a whole bunch of other what I call causes. Because they're not really values. They're causes. You know, they'll fight for whatever cause du jour. And, you know, it might be their so-called gun violence, because there's no such thing as gun violence, human violence. No, but
right.
they'll have their gun violence cause, or they'll have their abortion cause, or they'll have their sexism cause, or their racism cause, and they latch onto their causes, because when they can fight for those causes, all under the umbrella of liberalism, they can be the social justice warriors, and they can feel good about themselves, and they can go out and they can look good in the eyes of their peers. The minute that they stray from a cause, they get shunned. In other words, they get kicked out of the popular table. So they like being at the popular table with their peers, so they eat from the menu at the popular table. In other words, they push their agendas because they need to be there. And when they don't, they get shunned and they get kicked out.
Sort of like Kevin Hart.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what did he apologize? What did he do?
No, he's the Oscars will have no host this year.
Okay, exactly. So, good point. So, here's Kevin Hart. He says what he said. I don't even remember what he said. It's so unimportant to me, but he gets shunned by his peers. And then Ellen DeGeneres comes out and she defends him, right?
Right.
What happens to her? She gets kicked out of the popular table. She's so big. I don't know if they can actually kick her out just for something like that. But
that's like trying. You know, they don't. Nobody messes with Clint Eastwood either, and they don't mess with Oprah.
Right.
Although Oprah's currently on their side, but I mean, that's the thing about leftism. They eventually just eat their own.
Yes.
We're coming up on the break.
Okay.
Coming up on the break. So if you will, tell everybody how they can find out what you are, what you do, the books, good, you know, one and two, that stuff, real quick.
I'm Dan Wass, author of Good Gun, Bad Guy, Destroying the Anti-Gun Narrative, goodgunbadguy.net. I give all the secrets and expose all the strategies and tactics of the anti-gun left, all the stuff they don't want you to know.
That's books one and two. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The drama that is live radio is everything starts over. I had to restart everything. Radio is such cutting edge technology. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, hey, it's working now. Let's just plug it back in and turn it back up. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Was, author, musician, Corvette collector, New York guy. You know, you guys in New York, you guys are getting sort of slammed around by old Cuomo there, huh?
Well, yeah, don't hold that against me.
Well, not against you, definitely.
Well, you know, yeah, you're right. I mean, this guy is a tyrant. And but the thing is, it seems to be all about him and the power that he can wield. I mean, I don't live far from Albany, but I can see Governor Cuomo's ego from my backyard.
Well, yeah, he definitely has something. He is an egotistical guy, but I think all politicians have to be egotistical to a certain degree.
Yeah, that might be part of the job description, I think.
Well, the everything's having to restart again. So right now, one of the things in New York they're talking about is you guys have a guy who needs anger management classes, who's proposed something in your General Assembly where they want to have access. If you want to go buy a gun, you have to give them all of your login information to, I guess, all of your internet accounts, social media, and search history. How are you going? Yeah. I don't know how to do that.
To give them your password. What they're doing is they're making the dealers, the licensed firearms dealers, do these searches. So they're actually bringing the dealers into this corruption and requiring them to do it. I think it's like 3 years of internet, and they're talking about your search history. You know, and here's the thing. You know, I do a ton of research on homicide rates and gun related deaths and all these statistics and stuff. If you looked at my history, it certainly wouldn't look good. But I'm a writer, so I'm looking for that stuff for research purposes.
Sure.
And so what my point is that they can look at your history or your Facebook or whatever and determine from it what they wish. And now the dealers would be, I guess, required to not sell you a firearm because you might be a risk. Again, it's another one of those red flag law kind of, searches without due process sort of thing. They're totally violating privacy. It hasn't passed, but they'd love to see something like that.
Well, I'm sure they would, but I mean, The part, are they going to have a template where it says, well, how are they going to?
How do they measure it, right?
How do they what's going to be the, how do you even look at that and make a determination about anything?
You can't. What are the parameters? How do you measure that? How would you ever determine based on some, I don't get it. I think it's just another attempt at controlling gun owners, controlling conservatives. Because think about this: the only real opposition that Democrats have, it's not ISIS, it's not gangs, it's law-abiding conservative patriots. They're the opposition. We're the opposition. But they truly believe that they're the good guys and we're the bad guys, and they have it exactly backwards.
Do you think they look at us the same way Macron looks at the yellow vests?
That's a good question. I just heard something now that the police might be getting involved in those protests as well. So what would happen then if that was the case? Yeah, I don't know. I think anytime somebody picks
the French
a
police?
Villain, what's that?
The French police?
French police, yeah.
The unarmed French police.
There you go. Yeah. Anytime somebody picks a villain, they have to believe that they're the good guy. And this is the problem. They think they're the good guys. You know, the Democrats in our country think that they're the good guys. They're those social justice warriors, and they're doing the right thing. They believe it. See, Bill, that's the scary part. It's not so scary that you can have an opponent, an enemy. But to believe that subverting the Constitution, controlling people, taking away their rights, and disarming them
right.
while giving sanctuary to criminals, to think that that's okay, that you're the good guy for doing that, it's completely delusional. That's the scary part.
Yeah. I don't watch TV, and I saw pictures of Schumer and Pelosi standing side by side, which I sort of thought that looked like Lurch and Morticia coming to the door.
Yeah.
And, you know, I realized that, you know, these guys, all of this subterfuge about public safety and the public good and everything else has none of that. And it's not nothing new that I didn't already know, but it just surprises me that they have gotten as blatant about it as they are, because they're really blatant about it. But that, and plus, you know, they're coming at us with gun control too. Nancy, you know, despite the poll they took where they were looking at what is the big thing everybody in America wants to see happen. Number one was their fear of government. Last one on the list was gun control. Despite that, that's one of her priorities, but, you know, it's all beside the point. Where does it go? How does it end? We'll see. Coming up on the next break, Dan gets around. I mean, he comes on here as often as I can ask him to, but, I mean, it's not just with me that he gets around. He gets around all over the place. You have those archived on your website, don't you?
Yeah, I got it. Quite a few media hits under my belt. Yeah, I've been very lucky.
Yes, go out there and check his stuff out. Go to his website. Go check out his books. And he will be in Indianapolis. He will be in Indianapolis, right?
Oh, most definitely, yeah.
Okay, so he'll be in Indianapolis. We'll be hanging out there doing something. I don't know what. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump was speaking at the Pentagon when he once again reiterated that border security is key to keeping America safe.
A wall has to be built. We need security at our southern border. Drugs flow in. Tremendous percentages of the drugs coming into our country come from the southern border. We're not going to allow it to happen. And that is why our homeland security professionals have asked Congress for a steel barrier between the ports of entry to fund more agents.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's spokesman is responding to the president after he canceled her overseas trip. Spokesman Drew Hamill says Egypt was never one of the locations Pelosi was set to stop in, and that members of the congressional delegation planned on meeting with NATO allies while on the trip. Your final numbers on Wall Street for Thursday, the Dow rose 163 points. This is USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by, let's turn that back up, Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Superbly put together AR-15. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Was about stuff. He's been on a roll here lately. Now, what have we not covered that you would like to cover? Because I know you had a list. You're like, Bill, can we talk about this, this? And I want to talk about all of it if we can. So
there's just so much. You know, I suppose that bump stock ban. How about, let's talk about bump stock. There's so much stuff. I mean, we can talk about the Brazilian president rearming their citizens because their violence has gone up, skyrocketed since they had their last gun ban. We could talk about that. We could talk about the bump stock, the new bump stock law, and how we think it's going to play out. I know you have.
Well, it's not a law. It's a regulation. And how do I think it's going to play out? I think it's going to look bad for some people. And it's going to look bad for Trump. It's going to look bad for Trump. It's going to look bad for the NRA. It's going to look bad for the DOJ. It's going to look bad for a whole lot of people. So
yeah.
But let's talk. You want to talk about the mechanics of that, or?
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought it was interesting. I was thinking about it today, trying to give it some deep thought, and you know, it looked to me like the NRA gave it to the ATF, and they said, "Let the ATF And correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, but they said let the ATF decide or let them investigate this situation.
Sure.
And the reason they did that, I think, is because they didn't think it would go anywhere. Because for the past, I don't know how many, 10 years or how many years, bump stocks were considered accessories. And they always have been. They've always
right.
been considered accessories. So how in the world, I mean, I'm thinking like the NRA might be thinking, how in the world would they ever be able to determine them, you know, to be machine guns? But they did. And in the meantime, the NRA probably advised President Trump to go ahead with this thing because maybe because it would never go anywhere, or it would be easily overturned.
Well,
so that's my thought. But they end up getting egg on their face.
Yeah, and the other thing is this. I think a lot of people in the gun community, I mean, I don't own a bump stock. I have no desire to own a bump stock. But having said that, right, they came into being, they exist now, and since they, you know, since that omelet has already been made, by them getting out there and banning them, and effectively, this is a Fifth Amendment violation, too, because they're doing a taking here, because they're telling you that you have to take your $200 bump stock and destroy it, or turn it in, or something, and it's amazing that slide fire. I'm sure they're sitting back saying, you know, we could have marketed these as machine guns and made so much more money on this. It's amazing that those two pieces of plastic are now a machine gun. So the Pandora's box it opens up is the problem. It's not necessarily that I cry that there's bump stocks not going to be around. I'm more concerned about the next time a Barack Obama gets elected. And let's look at the people they're talking about being the next president on the Democrat side. Kamala Harris. Can you imagine if this is left in place and Kamala Harris becomes the president? Can you imagine?
You can go down the list. It doesn't matter which one of them. They'd all do the same thing. I haven't seen one Democrat with any honorability, any honorable Democrat when it comes to, especially the Second Amendment.
Right. So any of them, if this is left in place, they'll just go in there and one day we'll be able to buy an AR-15. It won't have a pistol grip. It won't have a shoulder stock. It won't, unless you make one, you know, out of the steel. It won't have handguards. It'll look like the rifles they used in Escape from New York.
Yeah. There'll be a pipe and you'll have to load each round in manually.
Yeah. So the Pandora's box is the part that bothers me the most because
sure.
it's bad that this exists this way.
Well, in Jersey, nobody's turning them in. And there's already
magazines, yeah.
Right. Well, that's right. That was magazines. Okay. And then, but I know there's some lawsuits now for the bump stock, for the bump stock.
Right.
New bump stock ban. And one of the things that I noticed was that I think it was gun owners trying to first create a stay because I think there's 90 days. What's the 90 days from the time it's published?
Right.
That people have to turn them in. Is that what that is?
It just depends upon they have to give everybody, I guess, time to react to this because they're already going to run into a whole bunch of stuff with this. They know it. Knew it. So they try to put something in there to where everybody has time to react. But
now I think there's a stay being proposed so people don't go and turn in their bump stocks and then have the law get overturned or the regulation get overturned and then have everybody have already lost those, you know, their bump stocks, their possessions.
Well, the thing about the bump stock ban, though, is at its core, logistically, it's unenforceable because who knows who has them?
Exactly.
How do they know who has them?
They don't. You can't trace receipts when people bought them. There's no way of doing that unless the firearms dealers are audited. You could never. Well, there you go.
That's part of the problem. The other part of the problem
did I just open something up here? Because if I was able to think of that, you know, I'm sure they were. So
FFLs are only required to maintain records on gun sales. So, I mean, you and I could go in and buy a truckload of accessories, and nobody's ever going to know it except the shop owner. Our credit card company might know it.
I wonder, would that be a tax thing? Because I know our accountant, you know, wants us to keep receipts for any and all expenses and things like that for a number of years.
Right.
I wonder if they could still get into that through tax audits or something like that, or income, you know, or some other way. I don't know. I'm just thinking. It was the first time I thought about this little aspect of it. It could take a little bit more critical thought, but
that's more critical thought than they're putting into it. That's more critical thought than they're putting into it, because for them, I mean, they just passed something in Vermont where they have, they have universal background checks. They can't execute it. They passed something in Nevada where they had universal background checks. They can't execute it. In New York, they passed background checks for ammunition. There's no database that exists to compare that to. They can't execute it. So, I mean, all these guys, they pass a bunch of laws all the time that they cannot possibly enforce. And this is one of them. This is one of them. And, I mean, you know, back to New York, I had some people on the show last night that were talking about how this would extend to the United States. And, you know, I look at the SAFE Act and this whole thing about registering, quote-unquote, assault weapons.
Yeah.
Is the percentage still in the single digits of the people that have registered those in New York State? So, anyway, it's a mess. It's a mess. Hang on for me. We're going into break. Dan Wasa today. Arthur, he is a commentator with a whole bunch of stuff. Go check out his website. Go check out his Corvette collection. That really will make you drool. I like it. That's fun to go do. And go check out the stuff he's done fighting alongside you for your Second Amendment rights. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to Dan Waz, as we, it's like he said, I was like, okay, what are we talking about? And there's just so much.
Oh, yeah, we could go on for days.
Days. Not enough hours in the day.
But it is fun to talk about this stuff. I mean, you know, the way we gun owners look at these things, we look at it with logic, and we have a perspective on this conversation that the anti-gunners just don't have. We come at it with facts, and they look at it through fear. So that's why we have such a problem talking to them. You know, because the propaganda that's in place to make people who don't know any better scared is so thick that they can't seem to escape it. We know better, so we look at them and go, what the hell are you, what are you thinking? It doesn't make any sense, the things that are coming out of your mouth. So, you know, so the conversations that we have with them are very, conversations with an anti-gunner are about as comfortable as snuggling a porcupine. You just can't get through to them, and it's very difficult.
Yeah, and it's not just the gun grabbers now. I mean, have you seen what Marco Rubio's doing?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the guys that you think would be defending our rights are acting foolish to, why? You know, to gain popularity in Congress? I don't know.
Well, I don't either. The whole notion that extreme risk protection orders and universal background checks would actually do anything is sort of silly. Plus, the problem, see, and this is the thing they don't get, and I don't know if Marco Rubio knows about this either, and I've only heard him talking a little bit about universal background checks, not that much. I don't know if he's advocating for it or not. Universal background checks is a long way of spelling gun registry.
Sure.
Because The Democrats know this. The Democrats know that the Obama DOJ came to him when he wanted universal background checks and told him this doesn't work unless we have a registry to, you know, to compare it to when these people are buying guns. So retroactively, they would have to, you know, put together a gun registry and everything else. And these guys, there's lots of these guys out there. There's lots of these. The Trump Education Department is advocating for extreme risk protection orders.
Well, you put those red flag, the universal background check side by side with the red flag laws, and you have a recipe for confiscation.
Yep.
And I mean,
and killing.
Yeah. Well, look at Gary Willis in Maryland.
Yep. Exactly. You know? Exactly.
Now, if all your listeners don't know, this is a guy who was 60 years old or so. His family member, I think it was his sister, told the police that he could be a risk to himself or to others. So they come to his door at 5 a.m. or so. Now, he shows up at the door with his gun. Well, what would you do if somebody's banging on your door at 5 o'clock? I'd have mine on me.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So there was some sort of scuffle, and Gary Willis ends up getting killed. And these red flag laws are a way for, you know, the federal government to put the states in a position where they, you know, well, the national red flag laws now would be a way to put the states in a position where the police departments are basically going around confiscating guns. And scary thought. We never thought we'd be talking about this stuff in America.
Nah, but then again, I have said this before, and I will say it again. Politicians that are in office today are only as good as their staffs. If their staff doesn't educate them and if their staff doesn't keep them in the loop, then they know just as much stuff as anybody else that is, quote-unquote, pseudo-famous. And most of them are going, they're lemmings. Most of them are just going to, you know, go along with whatever the mob mentality may be. I've got something I want you to do just because for your own entertainment. Do you know about the application that used to be out there called Vine?
Vine. Yeah, Vine. I think so.
Go out there and look at Vine and just run a search on who were the big Viners and then go look those people up on Instagram, for example, and then go see some of the nonsense they're talking about the wall. Some of them are like, I'm going to have children that will grow up and tear down the wall. Okay. You know, and at, now I think a lot of them are comparing the wall, the border wall, to the Berlin Wall, which the Berlin Wall was a prison.
You have to look at these people, you know, as angry as we get with them, you have to look at them with a bit, and I hate to say this because people are going to be screaming at their radios when they're listening, but with a bit of compassion, and because they are so, they're literally brainwashed. How can these people? it's hysterical, but it's really happening in our own country. Look at Cortez, this bobblehead. How does she end up in the position that she's in? It's just. It's insanity. It's like a madhouse, and these people are in charge. Unbelievable.
I'm still sort of amazed at how much attention she's getting because she's an idiot.
She really is. I mean, she really doesn't know much about what she doesn't know what she's talking about. How can anybody take her seriously? But they do. That's the scary part. And the Vine thing, the celebrities and the people who are talking about the border wall as being immoral.
Yeah.
What has to happen in their brains to make them actually believe that? And it's a serious propaganda brainwashing over the course of a few generations. Sad, and we have to, and now we have to deal with it. We have to babysit these knuckleheads.
Oh yeah, well, that's the fun part of it. But the whole problem is going to be that at some point, there's going to be something seminal happen around here, Like, maybe we'll just have a bunch of Islamic attacks around here. Maybe MS-13 will get really active in their areas. Because after a while, inner-city gang violence, that's sort of like, you know, fighting over rocks. And so they have to go into the suburbs. And just like leftism, just like most leftists, eventually it circles back to the point of origin or the enablers, and they're going to pay. They will pay badly. It's going to be bad when they pay.
Yeah, and they'll be running to their next-door neighbor who has a gun. That's the ironic thing about this, the hypocritical thing, I guess, is that, you know, you put these people in a situation in a mall, let's say, where you get a terrorist comes in and he wants to shoot the place up and kill everybody. So he demands everybody lay down face first on the floor. Well,
right.
You know, these leftists, anti-gun leftists, these crazy people, you know, while they're laying on face first on the floor, begging, praying for their lives to a God that they were taught doesn't exist, they're going to, Bill Frady, who ducks behind the wall, pulls his pistol out of his belt, you just became their new best friend.
I became their daddy.
That's right.
That's what I just became. Or you in that same position, you just became their daddy, too. We're about to run out of time. One more time, tell them how to find all the stuff that is Dan Woz.
Well, they can go to danwoz.com, D-A-N-W-O-S, as in Sam. .com, or they can get the books at goodgunbadguy.net or goodgunbadguy.com, or search Good Gun Bad Guy on Amazon. Bill, did you see how many times I said Good Gun Bad Guy?
That was well done. I applaud you, sir. We're going to have to do this next week. We'll have to cover the stuff we didn't cover this week, next week. So stay loose for me, if you would.
Anytime, brother.
All right. Coming up next, and it's really coming up next, author, a writer from Ammo Land, John Crump. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.